USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Democrats took their first concrete steps in the impeachment investigation of President Donald Trump, issuing subpoenas demanding documents from Secretary of State Mike Pompeo and scheduling legal depositions for other State Department officials. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi framed the impeachment inquiry as a somber moment for a divided nation. She said on NBC, "This is no cause for joy." Even Republicans are stepping forward, saying they think it's time to get something done. Republican Governor of Massachusetts Charlie Baker had this to say.
Based on the stuff that I've read, it's a deeply disturbing situation and circumstance, and I think the proper role and responsibility for Congress at this point is to investigate it and get to the bottom of it.
The White House acknowledged that a record of the Trump phone call is now at the center of the impeachment inquiry and has been sealed away in a highly classified system at the direction of Trump's National Security Council lawyers. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Pentagon says suicides of active duty service members hit an all-time high in 2018. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
The suicide rate was 24.8 per 100,000 service members in 2018. The annual suicide report showing 541 service members confirmed or believed to have committed suicide last year. That's up from 511 in 2017. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A U.S. judge blocked a new Trump administration rule that would enable the government to keep immigrant children in detention facilities with their parents indefinitely. U.S. District Court Judge Dolly G. in Los Angeles said the rules conflict with a 1997 settlement agreement that requires the government to release immigrant children caught on the border as quickly as possible to relatives in the U.S. and say they can only be held in facilities licensed by a state. She said the Flores Agreement will remain in place and govern the conditions for all immigrant children in U.S. custody, including those with their parents. This is USA Radio News.
America is built and based on liberties and freedoms. Liberty HealthShare brings that to healthcare. The liberty of choosing your own doctor. The liberty of choosing your own hospital. Liberty HealthShare makes healthcare affordable to millions of Americans. Ignite your liberty. Sharing plans starting at $199 for a single, $399 for a couple, and no matter how big the family, only $529. That's $529 for the entire family. To learn how you can save, go to LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com.
Income inequality in the United States is getting worse, as we hear from USA Radio's Chris Barnes.
New figures from the U.S. Census Bureau show the gap between the richest and poorest Americans is the largest it's been in the past 50 years. The widening gap comes despite an economy with more than 10 consecutive years of GDP growth and the lowest unemployment since the late 1960s. Many states did not see a change in income inequality last year, but 9 of them did. The income gap widening in Alabama, Arkansas, California, Kansas, Nebraska, New Hampshire, New Mexico, Texas, and Virginia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
A Dallas police officer broke her silence about the night she killed a young accountant who lived in the apartment right above hers, telling jurors she has to live with that guilt every day and that she wished the roles were reversed. Amber Geiger tearfully told the packed courtroom at her murder trial that she was sorry for killing the 26-year-old Botham Jean last September, explaining she mistook his fourth-floor apartment for her own. Geiger, age 31, repeatedly apologized for killing Jean as she spoke publicly about the events of that night in the courtroom. She said, "I hate that I have to live with this every single day of my life, and I ask God for forgiveness." She looked across the courtroom at Jean's family and said she wished he was the one with the gun and had killed her instead. She also said she never wanted to take an innocent person's life. This is not about hate, it's about being scared. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.